Thanks for calling. Thank goodness he's okay. I'll drop the boys off at my mom's and be right down. Sometimes when the babies cry, it makes Randy's head hurt worse, and this is tough enough on all of us. Did he say anything odd? Sometimes he gets a little disoriented. He was in a couple of bad explosions in Iraq. He was never really hurt himself, not like his friend Jeff, who lost his arm. I think they kept him back sometimes after some really bad bombings, but he had to go out a lot since he was the lieutenant. After Randy came home, he was, well, different, I guess. He is still the same sweet man I fell in love with, but he has trouble making decisions, and he forgets a lot. It's frustrating for both of us. I went to all of those post-deployment classes about how difficult reunions can be, but it hasn't really gotten any easier, and it's been a couple of years now. He came home and tried to go back to college, but just couldn't do it. They put him on probation, and then he dropped out. He had to resign his commission in the Guard because he didn't finish college. He was so embarrassed. I know he misses his Army buddies. I've been trying to get him to go to the VA, but he doesn't want to go. He's afraid, but I'm not sure of what. He's been taking medication from our family doctor for migraines, but that doesn't seem to be helping. Thank goodness he found that job fixing computers. It's nice and quiet at work. I'm happy it seems to help him. Anyway, tell him I'm coming. I'm just so glad he's not really hurt.